WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Ukraine's President Zelensky just made an impassioned address at the UN on Russia.
Evil cannot be trusted. Ask Prigozhin if one bets on Putin's promises.
The mercenary leader died in a suspicious plane crash last month. But President Biden also backed Ukraine and called for more action on climate change at the UN. CBS's Michael George.
If you allow Ukraine to be carved up, is the independence of any nation secure? I'd respectfully suggest the answer is no.
The president also outlined the United States' vision to solve other global challenges, including climate change.
My administration, the United States, has treated this crisis as an existential threat from the moment we took office.
House Republicans plan to hold their first hearing next week in their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. It's set to focus on constitutional and legal questions over Mr. Biden's alleged corruption and abuse of public office, stemming from his son Hunter's business dealings.
The nightmare is finally over. I've dreamt about this moment.
The nightmare over for five Americans who are back home now after getting released from Iran. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
In terms of what Iran will do going forward, I can't predict that. All I can tell you is that this administration and this president is going to continue to put pressure on them. We sanctioned some entities last week with regard to the way they treat their protesters and Iranian citizens. And just yesterday, we sanctioned additional entities, including former President Ahmadinejad, for the idea of wrongful detention of Americans.
They were held on spying charges. The United Auto Workers strike is still going and could get bigger if automakers can't reach a deal by Friday. Carita Russell has been working for Ford for 25 years.
We all have to stick together. As a middle class, we have to stick together. That's the bigger picture, is we're fighting for what the middle class deserves.
Sacramento County District Attorney Ten Ho is suing the city, saying homeless encampments there have become a threat.
The unhoused are living in conditions typical of third world countries. All the while, the rest of the community is stuck between compassion and chaos.
And CBS's Matt Piper now reports the number of unhappy workers is rising.
So says the tech company Bamboo HR, which surveyed thousands of American workers. Healthcare workers top the list of most unhappy. But on the opposite end, CEO Brad Rencher says construction workers are the least unhappy.
Even with all the upheaval of the pandemic and the craziness that came around that, they really have had steady work.
They've also had wage increases. Job openings also up, but wage growth overall isn't. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
eBay Motors.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is launching a new outdoor wheelchair program this week, bringing outdoor wheelchairs to some state-owned properties. At an event at Point Beach State Forest in Two Rivers this Thursday, residents will be able to try the outdoor wheelchairs. The hope is to provide better access for all residents to the trails and programs that the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has to offer. Wisconsin Representative Mark Pocan is calling on Representative Derek Van Orden to make an apology after reviewing footage involving teenage Senate pages over the summer. According to a WEAU report, Representative Pocan released a statement implying that Representative Van Orden may have been intoxicated and called his behavior towards the pages abusive and intending to frighten them. In the statement, Representative Pocan said Representative Van Orden's behavior does not reflect Wisconsin values and he owes each of the pages and his constituents an apology. Representative Van Orden's staff did not respond to a request for comment. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
Media, Ontario.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
It was like a
week.
Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to start off with an exceptionally fraudulent, stupid thing the Republicans are doing, scheduling an impeachment hearing on Joe Biden. But I got to tell you, and this is very funny, I think, some of the background, then we'll talk about this alleged impeachment hearing. Just now, somebody went into a restroom below the House floor, and there was a baby changing table in the restroom. And on the baby changing table was a draft resolution by Matt Gaetz to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. Matt Gaetz, you remember when they finally made McCarthy Speaker after 15 ballots, they extracted out of him a promise that any single member of the House of Representatives, just one person, could call a vote on whether he should still be Speaker, and he'd go through the 15 ballots again and maybe wouldn't get it again. Not the next time. Before that, it took 20% of the House to do that. Then he got it down and he negotiated 15 votes, 10. They held his feet to the fire. He's scared. So everything we're going to talk about today, in which McCarthy is somehow trying to accommodate the right-wing nuts in the MAGA caucus, the Freedom Caucus, just remember that draft resolution. I don't think it was left there deliberately to scare McCarthy. I think somebody went in there to use the restroom, laid the thing down on this baby changing table, which are frequently off to the side, maybe got a phone call, who knows, and scurried out and left it there. This whole business about impeaching Biden, I'll tell you what, it was said the best by a guy named Ken Buck. And you may say, Ken Buck, Matt. Ken Buck is a Republican congressman from Colorado. He's a right-wing nut. He's a member of the Freedom Caucus. And all of that is true, except for one thing. Ken Buck said that this impeachment is just for, quote, revenge, end quote, because of Trump's impeachment. And he didn't say it accusatorily. He's opposed to it. He said, this is just revenge because Donald Trump got impeached twice. But what did he get impeached twice for? One was he's tried to blackmail and extort Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine into investigating Biden so that the Republicans could put out a TV ad on it. And frankly, one of the reasons why Trump is as pro-Putin as he is, besides the fact that he's being bribed and blackmailed by Putin, is he's mad at Zelensky because Zelensky didn't go along with it. Trump the second time was impeached because of January 6th. And that time, 8 senators who were Republicans went along with it. 58 senators out of 100 voted to convict him on the House's impeachment. But unfortunately, it takes 67 senators. So the other 9 chickened out. But the Republicans are furious and they want to, quote, impeach, end quote, Joe Biden, for Pete's sake. Now, let's get into it. Why do they want to impeach him? Well, they want to impeach him so that they can bloody him up in this race against Trump, and they can go, both of them were impeached. Well, both of them haven't been impeached. Let me tell you a fact of law and a dirty little fact that the Republicans are concealing. This impeachment was not voted on by the Congress. An impeachment that is not voted on by the Congress, even if it's partisan, even if it's just the Republicans are doing it and they're in the majority, if it's not voted on by the Congress, it's not an impeachment. This is simply an administrative action by Kevin McCarthy through one of the committees to start an inquiry of impeachment. He hasn't been impeached. He hasn't been impeached. Why hasn't he been impeached? Because really, the Republicans have 221 votes. It only takes 218 to pass something. Well, Joe Biden hasn't been impeached because 20 Republicans at least went to McCarthy personally and said, knock it off. If you put this to a vote, we're not going to vote for it. So he realized that it would fail. But then he thought he had a real bright idea. He thought he would just run it through one of the committees, a Jim Jordan type committee, and they could issue subpoenas and do this and that. That's wrong. Believe it or not, Nancy Pelosi tried that. God bless Nancy Pelosi. Before Trump was impeached, in a committee type impeachment inquiry, she issued subpoenas. And a court of appeals quashed them, said, you can't issue subpoenas on an impeachment unless the entire House has voted and a majority of them voted for impeachment. So far, I don't think they've subpoenaed anybody because they know that it'd be quashed. And who knows who they're going to bring in. This impeachment hearing, they call it, is on September 28. But it's not an impeachment hearing because you can't have an impeachment without a majority vote of the House. They have no evidence on Joe. One of their theories, and this is something that they talked about 3 years ago, and Bob Barr's Justice Department, Crooked William Barr. Bob Barr was a Georgia congressman in the 1980s. William Barr, Crooked William Barr, Lying William Barr, even he said this isn't evidence and wouldn't go along with it, even Crooked William Barr. So what is the evidence? What they say is that Joe Biden, when he was vice president, was involved in the ousting of a prosecutor, the attorney general in Ukraine, named Viktor Shokin, S-H-O-K-I-N, Viktor Shokin. You know what the answer to that is? Absolutely, guilty as charged. Viktor Shokin was the object of our State Department's removal. Viktor Shokin was as crooked as a dog's hind leg. Viktor Shokin was corrupt. He was also pro-Russian. He was a traitor to Ukraine. So as vice president, Joe Biden was given a memo from the State Department, said, this guy is corrupt, he's crooked, and he's in bed with the Ruskies. Do what you can to get the EU to get rid of him. Joe Biden met with the EU and he met with NATO. Germany, France, the UK, they all, even before we, wanted to get rid of him. So Joe Biden was part of that group and they got rid of him. Now, the Republicans, who are no strangers to corruption themselves, no strangers to being Russia lovers, no strangers to being crooked as a dog's hind leg, are saying in this impeachment inquiry that Viktor Shokin was as pure as the driven snow and that Joe Biden got rid of him so that Viktor Chokin wouldn't investigate Burisma, the Hunter Biden deal where Hunter Biden had some sort of ownership in it. That was looked on by crooked William Barr, who said there's nothing there. Nobody in the Republican Party believes that. Everybody in the Republican Party knows that the UK, Germany, France, the United States, including Obama and our Justice Department, wanted this crooked dog out of the government of Ukraine as the rescue started to close in. So you are going to see a hearing on September 28, a week from Thursday, that a MAGA Freedom Caucus Republican named Ken Buck from Colorado said is purely for revenge, so that they can say, well, our guy may have been impeached, i.e. Trump, twice, but Joe Biden was impeached once at least. That's false. That's false because the House didn't vote on it. The House didn't vote on it. More importantly, how vulnerable is Kevin McCarthy? If somebody left a draft resolution on a baby changing table in a bathroom in the House of Representatives, under the House of Representatives, drafted by Matt Gaetz, how vulnerable do you think he is? How vulnerable do you think he is? How vulnerable do you think he is in everything he's doing about funding of the government? We're going to go quick to the lines before the break. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
Good morning, Matt. This is on hearings, but this is here in Wisconsin. And I was talking to a lot of people about that this morning. You know, the next time, or I think there's a hearing coming up in Madison, Robin Voss can be there. He's going to gavel in and gavel out. He does that all the time. Why, in the name of jurisprudence or anything that's right, does nobody challenge him on that? I believe if you really delve into the law, he can't even legally do that based on the oath of office and what he's supposed to be doing. Yet in Wisconsin, we tolerate this stuff. Now, the reason we tolerate it is there nobody's built a fire under anybody to do something about it. Now, if I'm wrong, you know, I'm leaning on you, Matt. You're the authority. I don't know the law like you do. Isn't there something that can stop this nonsense, these children that want to have everything their way? It isn't. They've took an oath of office. Am I wrong or am I right? I'll hang up. I can't wait to hear what you've got to say.
No, you're right. And by the way, I'm going to start responding now. I see the rest of the lines. I see you on the lines. We're going to be going to a break fairly shortly. So if I'm cut off, I will continue responding. I will continue responding to Bill after that, and then I'll take the next call. But in response to Bill, there is a law that requires some things that the speaker has to convene the legislature. We saw that many times in the first couple of years, many, many times in Evers' first term, on abortion, on jobs, unemployment comp. Their sneaky tactic is they gavel in, somebody, some clown jumps up and says, move to adjourn, and they gavel out. I believe that's a violation of the statute. That is not even a constructive obeyment of the statute. I've got to go to a break right now. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll finish afterwards, and I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
The rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Partly cloudy into this afternoon with a high of 74. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. May catch a sprinkle late this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, 83. On Thursday, sunshine, 81. We could get some scattered rain by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go right to the lines. I'm going to conclude with what I said to Bill of Oconomowoc. So what Voss is doing as he gavels in, gavels out, is not obeying the statute. There's a thing in the law called form and substance that technically follows the form. It doesn't meet the substance. I think Tony Evers would be justified in telling Josh Call to bring a lawsuit against Voss and forcing him. And I think the Supreme Court would go along with it. When he is obligated under the statute to convene on an issue, it has to be for a certain period of time. And one way courts can do it is they'll say, all right, Voss, you propose a minimal period of time. Okay, on the other side, you propose it, and I'll pick one of them, or I'll put my own in there. But the problem, Bill, is they have a gerrymandered majority. So go ahead. They do. They gavel in for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, sit there, don't say anything. The Democrats propose thing, and they vote it down. What's happened, the essence of this is the gerrymander. That is what is the killer. Bob of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Bob?
Immigration is on my mind today. Amy Goodwin exposed something over the weekend. 100 senators have said the borders are open. Guess what? They're making posters of those senators. And in Central America, and the traffickers are recruiting people based on the fact that these Congress people are saying the border is wide open. No wonder there's so many people showing up. Thanks to the evil of the Republicans, this is the new big lie to create an immigration flux. That's crazy.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Bob. Let me boil that down before we go to the next topic. Immigration. There is a procedure for immigration where you can put in to immigrate. And if you put in your home country, you get put on a list. And a lot of people do that. What's happening is traffickers, coyotes, they call them. Also the cartels are charging these people a lot of money, raping the women frequently and inducing them to come up. In 2021, in something like a 10-month period, 1 million people that came in were released into the country, told to come back for their hearing. 177,000 of them gave false addresses. We can't find them. And the rest aren't going to come back. The whole issue of asylum. Now, remember something. Asylum is an absolutely protected thing and a good thing. And it really arose after the Second World War when victims of the Nazi genocide sought asylum in different countries. Now, Asylum means that in your home country, you are subject to attack and murder because of your race or your religion or an ethnic thing like that. In other words, Kurds in any Arab country could ask for asylum somewhere else because they are hunted down in, for instance, in Turkey, who are not Arabs. They're a Turkic people. They butchered the Kurds. They butchered the Armenians 100 years ago. But the people that are coming into the country now are not being discriminated against or attacked because of their race or because of their religion, because they're coming from homogeneous countries where everybody's of that race or religion. They just use the word asylum, and then they stay, and they don't go back. Now, yes, they are very good people, many of them. Some of them are not very good people. Some of them, there are some people that we had on a terrorist watch list that slipped through. There are people coming from Russia that have slipped through. The other thing to keep in mind is that there are 8 billion people in the world. And I would say probably a billion of them, without exaggeration, live in very bad, harsh circumstances where they'd love to come to the United States or Europe. And tens of millions do come or try to come. There's a legitimate question, how many can we accommodate? I'm not talking about actual asylum seekers, but the use of the word asylum that is really, not only is it not accurate, but it's misleading. Fareed Zakaria on CNN on Sunday made an interesting point. He said that if the Congress won't do anything, and it's true, Bob, is true, the Congress can't agree on anything, Joe Biden, by executive order, should just absolutely stop any entries based on asylum, because 99% of them aren't asylum. And if people absolutely need asylum, they should go to an American embassy in their home country. That, to me, was a reasonable thing. And this is an issue that's going to bubble up in this campaign, and I do not want to see it resulting in Donald Trump getting elected. Tatter Billy, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Tatter Billy?
Hey, Matt. I'm just questioning whether you're using the word asylum awfully narrowly. I'm not really sure, but I'm thinking about, for instance, refugees from the Vietnam era or folks from Afghanistan who are not seeking to leave their countries because of an ethnic heritage or something like that, but rather because of their relationship to the United States and supporting us in a war effort, and needing to seek asylum for that reason, or, you know, in a lot of countries and socialist or communist regimes were persecuting people because of their level of education and persecuting people because they were perceived of as elites. Is that not also a ground for asylum?
You have three things in there. Very good question. I'm going to break them down. When we go to the break in a minute, then I'm going to come back and finish it. First of all, during the Vietnam War, the Hmong people were magnificent, and we absolutely had to bring them in here. It's technically not because of their race or religion, but it's because they're loyal to the United States. In Afghanistan, the same thing with our interpreters and all that, but there were not 100,000 interpreters that came into this country, believe me, or tried to get in, that swarmed that airplane. So I've got to go to a break. We're getting in the high sign. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break, and I will finish responding to Tatter Billy after the break.
Me, I know it, baby. You know it, too.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's weaponizing everything from food and energy to abducting children in its war with Ukraine.
The aggressor is weaponizing many other things
And all things are used not only against our country, but against all of yours as well.
That was part of Zelensky's address to the UN today. He plans to outline a plan for peace tomorrow. Five Americans freed from Iranian detention are back home in the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy Roger Karstens flew with them.
Go through the Army's program on post-isolation support. Maintain that connectivity. Let's stay in touch. This is not goodbye. And I know a lot of you are going to maintain the fight to try to bring more Americans home.
Sacramento County DA Ten Ho is suing the city now for not taking action against growing homeless encampments.
It allowed, created, and enabled a public safety crisis.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire County Board will consider a strategic implementation plan for county parks today, which could add things like an adventure course, a mountain biking skills course, and new pavilions to Eau Claire County Parks. If the 10-year plan passes, Eau Claire County Parks could receive over $1 million in funding through donations, grants, and county budget funds. Work could start as soon as this year, and the plans also calls for new signage to be added across the parks. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is asking for help from residents in tracking a new invasive species threat. Spotted lanternflies have been moving towards the area, being found in Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana, and they'll be laying egg masses over the next few weeks. None have been seen in Wisconsin so far, but state agriculture officials want residents on the lookout anyway. Spotted lanternflies are about 1 inch long with tan wings and black spots, and a mix of white, black, and red markings. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go right to the lines. Before we do, I'm just going to finish up with Todd or Billy. Todd or Billy. There are two kinds of asylum. There's what I would call legally mandatory asylum, and that's based on race and religion and ethnicity. And the other one is discretionary asylum, where if there are people that have assisted us in our military, like the Hmongs, some of our allies in South Vietnam, or in Afghanistan, the interpreters, we should give them discretionary asylum. However, something like 100,000, 130,000 people wanted to get out of Afghanistan and were swarming the plane. They were not all interpreters. They were not all interpreters. And when Afghanistan sent over military people to be trained here, 40% of them went AWOL and we couldn't find them. They simply want to be here, but they bring their culture with them. Afghanistan is terrible towards their women. It murders them. It's terrible what they do. That is their culture. Are we supposed to save people from their culture? They're going to have to change their culture. They're going to have to kill their own leaders. They're going to have to revolt. They're going to have to do something. There are 8 billion people in the world. I think there are a billion of them who are in very, very tough economic circumstances. And there are many more than that, probably the majority of them who belong or live in authoritarian cultures. I do not think we give discretionary asylum to people who are in authoritarian, communist, jihadist, other culture, who say, I disagree with my culture and I want you to save me. I want those cultures changed. Go to the lines. Dave in Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dave?
Yeah, first, Biden released, he shouldn't, maybe, I mean, he can, but issued that executive order you mentioned, banning all people that show up at our border claiming asylum. I know maybe 99% don't fit the criteria, but there's 1% that do. And, you know, it's an absolute no-no in international law, the law of armed conflict, to refuse those people that show up at our border consideration. It's called refoulement. Secondly, you mentioned that there's a lot of bad people coming in, too. I just want to clarify that immigrants have a much lower they commit crimes in much less at a much lower rate than do native-born Americans. So for any amount of immigrants coming in, you're less likely to be a target of any kind of crime. We have 60,000. What is it? It's either 60,000 a week or month that are retiring and not paying taxes. You know, every week or month is 60,000 more people come in. I mean, are retire or are not paying taxes because they get older. And yeah, we have 150,000 immigrants showing up at our border that come from, that are young families. And I mean, that's a godsend. I don't know why we should be paying them to come in due to our aging population. In addition, 40% of the Fortune 500 was started by first generation immigrants, and a lot of the rest by their kids. And I could go on and on and on. 25% of the Nobel Prizes, first generation immigrants, et cetera, et cetera. And I wanted to clarify that, Matt.
Okay, let me just respond a little bit, though, Dave. You say that 1%, perhaps, of the people coming in over our southern border are genuine asylum seekers. At some point, I think then what you say to them is apply for asylum to an American embassy or consulate in your home country, if 99% of them are not. Number two, I happen to agree with you on one thing. I think many of the 99% are a great benefit to our country. I've watched the interviews and so forth. These are people coming from Venezuela, coming from Mexico, coming from, you know, Ecuador, that kind of thing, who in a generation or two are going to assimilate very well. And they're essential. But my question to you would be this. There are 8 billion people in the world. How many would you let in? How many would you let in? Right now, it's about almost 200,000 a month. And what I'm saying is you've got to get control of it until Congress does it in an orderly fashion. You've seen what's happened in New York, in Chicago, and some of our bigger cities. That's got to stop. So you're absolutely right that we need immigration. An example of a country that doesn't permit it is Japan, and they're going down the tubes. You know, you'll have a few native Japanese and all sorts of guest workers in the future there, and that's it. And most countries are cutting back. We are benefited by our immigrants, but we're not benefited by 8 billion of them. That is the issue. And if Congress won't do something, then it's going to have to be done by Joe Biden. Okay, we're going to go on to our next, and I appreciate your call, Dave. Please call more in the future. Joe Biden gave a terrific speech today in front of the UN, and so did Volodymyr Zelensky. And Biden's was especially astute. What Biden said was this. He stood strong against Russia, and he stood strong for Ukraine. But he also understands what the third world and the second world are up against. Poverty, obviously climate change, natural disasters. And the Russian embargo of Ukrainian exports is really causing hunger, and the United States has been number one providing support. Well, he did a carrot and a stick. In other words, he was very tough on Russia and for Ukraine, but he's very understanding about the rest of the world, because a lot of the rest of the world right now, they're not necessarily going to get behind Ukraine, Russia, us, or anybody else. And one of the things that he did that I think was especially astute, some of the people in the second and third world turned to China. They turned to Russia sometimes, but Russia's a basket case. They turned to China. China is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. China, in this Belt and Road Initiative, lends massive amounts of money, builds harbors and so forth, but then it charges interest. It doesn't just give the stuff away. And a lot of these countries don't have an infrastructure, a tax infrastructure, or any other kind of infrastructure to benefit. Once they have it built, that's great. And then suddenly the bills come due, they're delinquent. I think that the Belt and Road Initiative, the fraud behind it, has to be pointed out. And it was pointed out very well by Joe Biden. But let me get to Ukraine. Let me get a little farther into Ukraine. You remember my anecdote at the beginning of the show, where I said that in a restroom in the Capitol, there was a draft resolution of removal of Kevin McCarthy that had been drafted by Matt Gaetz. McCarthy is frightened. McCarthy has no character. McCarthy has no strength and no backbone. One of the things that he has sucked up to the Freedom Caucus and the MAGA right is antipathy towards Ukraine. And I could never understand that, quite frankly. Ronald Reagan, the Republicans, always were strongly anti-Russian, anti-communist, not in the sense of not liking the people, but in the sense, you take a look at George H.W. Bush, he got along very well with the Russian Gorbachev and then Yeltsin. But when it came time to Russian communism, and so, that's nothing more than the Russian mafia right now with a different name. Reagan stood tall, Truman stood tall, Eisenhower, Kennedy, everybody did. Everybody did. What the interview with McCarthy was, he blustered. He said, well, who is Zelensky? Is he a congressman? He is a president? We're not going to send him anything more. He has to account for what we sent him. Are you kidding me? For 5% of our defense budget, we've killed 250,000 Russians. We've destroyed well over 3,000 of their tanks, their motor vehicles in the combat, destroyed their ships without a single American soldier or sailor. Are you kidding me? He's sucking up to Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and the rest of them on this. Russia right now is in the world court, as I speak, in Europe against Ukraine, begging the world court to dismiss Ukraine's case of genocide against them. The Russian invasion is not a war. It's a genocidal, sadistic invasion. It is designed to wipe out Ukraine and its people or convert them into being Russians. They've kidnapped more than 20,000 Ukrainian children, and they're indoctrinating them that they're Russians and taking them away from their families. In some cases, they beat the hell out of them. Their phrase is, we'll beat the Ukrainian out of them. We'll beat the Ukrainian out of them. I don't know if you've ever been to a Bucks game. Go to a Bucks game. It's a great game. Fiserv Forum seats a little over 20,000 people. Imagine Fiserv Forum filled with Ukrainian kids, and the Ruskies just come and kidnap them. That's what's happened. That's what's happened. What Zelensky needs now, in my opinion, especially as the cold weather comes and hand-to-hand combat is very, very difficult, he needs more long-range HIMAR missiles, and he needs the F-16 planes. And we've been slow rolling that because the Germans have, in the background, tried to lobby against it. The French have tried to lobby against it. Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump would cut off Ukraine and would join Russia. I think that you heard that Donald Trump the other day, Putin endorsed him. Putin said it's a shame what they did to him. He's a good man. What did Trump say? He said, well, I appreciate that. Trump is a Russian agent. It is imperative that we get the HIMARS and the planes to Zelensky. Our missiles go somewhere between 150 and 190 miles. The missiles we've given them go 50 miles. The British, the UK have given them some long-range missiles. They've got to be able to sit back and pummel Crimea, pummel Sevastopol, pummel the Russian fleet in the Black Sea. They've got to be able to do that. Russia just hosted Kim Jong-un. And you know what he did as a present? As a housewarming present, he gave Kim Jong-un a present of attack drones. Giving North Korea any weapons is a violation of UN sanctions that Russia voted for. Russia voted for them. Now Ukraine has been reduced to having to ask Germany to halt ammunition tool sales that are headed to Russia through Turkey. Biden is doing a superb job getting NATO together. Biden is doing a superb job sanctioning Russia. It would be a disaster if Donald Trump or any one of his ilk, DeSantis or any of the others, got in there. And then the final thing. Mexico has an Independence Day parade. Guess who marched in it? A Russian military contingent and a Chinese military contingent in Mexico. López Obrador is the left-wing nut who's the president of Mexico. Mexico is a crooked narco state. The immigrants we get from Mexico are great people who sustain our economy, and they're terrific. But the fact of the matter is that even Mexico cannot be relied on with respect to Russia. Keep that in mind. You do not want Donald Trump trying to sort this all out. We're going to the lines. We have 1 minute. Dick of Madison, my friend. You got a minute, my friend. What's in your mind today?
Another thing with Ukraine, after reading a lengthy article in New Yorker about Elon Musk, this guy, Matt, is very scary. I mean, who's to say he hasn't prolonged this war with what he's pulled? As far as I'm concerned, you know, it's scary with the power this guy has, and our military even. And some of these guys discuss this in the article, of course, on the condition of being anonymous. But this is not right, what this guy is pulling. I mean, he's literally cost people's lives in that conflict or that war.
Right. I'm going to respond to that. I agree with you, by the way, Dick. I'm going to respond after the break. It's a good point. Elon Musk is a segment in and of himself. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside. Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, low in the upper 50s tonight. Mostly sunny, warmer, and low 80s tomorrow. Maybe a storm tomorrow night, then partly sunny and low 80s Thursday. Rain chances return on Friday and continue into next weekend as the wind picks up and temperatures cool. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt for the Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond briefly to Dick. When it comes to Elon Musk, what Dick's referring to is that Elon Musk would not let his Starlink satellite system be operative for an attack. This is back, I think, in September last year by Ukraine on Russian ships in Crimea. Elon Musk is an egomaniac. He's also a very, very talented guy. Let me tell you something. If you think of a guy who comes to the United States, he was born in South Africa, got beaten up down there quite a bit, went to Canada, studied at the University of Pennsylvania, and he decides, I'm going to start a rocket ship company in competition with NASA, and I am going to start a car company in opposition to Ford, GM, and Toyota. Now, that, I must say, would never have occurred to me, and he's an amazing guy. However, I think he's naive, and he apparently talked to Putin. I think that's wrong. I do not think private citizens should be in those kinds of conversations. He runs the risk of being prosecuted for being a foreign agent, quite frankly. But here's the problem. He's the one who invented the Starlink satellite system that Ukraine uses to do the war because Russia has jammed all their communications. If Musk tomorrow said, I'm not going to let Ukraine use Starlink at all, they could well be overrun. Tony Blinken, whom I think a lot of, Tony Blinken is the Secretary of State, gave a nice statement on this. Somebody made the exact point Dick made, and Tony said, well, yeah, that's something that I don't want to comment on, but we've been in discussions with Musk, and it looks as if Musk may be about either to turn over part of the Starlink system to the U.S. government. And Blinken said, he has been very good to Ukraine in letting them use the Starlink communication system for everything else within Ukraine. So I frankly agree that he got suckered by Putin. Putin apparently threatened to start World War III if Starlink were used to target Russian ships in Sevastopol, in Crimea, and in the Black Sea. I think he was lying. And what happened is, Musk is not a Holden player. He backed down. Those decisions should be made by the government, by trained diplomats. They shouldn't be made by Musk. But I also want to say that it's not entirely without something to be said for Elon Musk, because without him and without Starlink, Ukraine would not have any communication systems. We have a couple of, this is unbelievable. Interesting political tidbits. Well, it's now looking like a surety that Matt Gaetz, believe it or not, will run for governor of Florida in 2026. Now, how does he do that? DeSantis is governor. Maybe DeSantis is elected president. When pigs fly, that's not going to happen. But DeSantis is term limited. So in 2026, he can't run again. Gaetz is... He avoided a trafficking charge. His wingman apparently gave information against him, but somehow they didn't prosecute him. But Matt Gaetz has less character on his face than almost anybody I've ever met. It's impossible for me to see how Florida elects him governor except they also elected Scott, Senator and Governor, Senator Scott, who, when he was the head of a healthcare company that was fined over $1 billion, the biggest fine for Medicaid fraud in the history of the country, when he was taken before the grand jury, took the fifth. He said, "I refuse to answer on the grounds that it would might incriminate me." Made a lot of money off of that. Goes to Florida, runs for governor. You'd think that anybody in his right mind would go, guy who goes in front of a grand jury and takes the fifth, I don't want him as governor. They apparently like that down there. His excuse was, I really wanted to testify. The lawyers beat me up, twisted my arm, held me down. That's all a lie. And yet he gets elected governor and senator. So all bets are off in Florida. One other tidbit that came down is in the Georgia case. The Georgia case over the Raffensperger phone call and the fake electors and all of that. The judge has summoned, is going to summon 900 jurors. 900 jurors. Now, hold on. 900 jurors. Why 900 jurors? You end up wanting a jury of 12 to convict them unanimously and beyond a reasonable doubt. Usually what happens when you go into a trial, you use 14 jurors. Some states won't let you do that in criminal cases, so maybe they'll only use 12, but they use 14. And then at the end, they draw lots, throw two of them off. But apparently they think they're going to need a pool of 900 to screen out people who have been threatened, people who have made up their mind. And I'll tell you what, I've never heard that many jurors before, but this judge is a good judge, and he has his hand on things. We go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
I just a quick point on the end of the day here, Matt. As far as Trump goes, these trials are going to go well into next year. Am I correct on that? Because if it does, we're going to be in the presidential election, for goodness sake. So are we looking well into next year? Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, we are. One thing, and I'll throw this in as we near the end of the show. Tanya Chutkan, the great judge in Washington, D.C., is being asked to sanction Trump for lying and for threatening people and all that. But somebody made a really good point. They said, you know, the way you can get him is just schedule an early trial, schedule it in March. That's about the earliest you could do it. Squeeze the guy. The problem was, I mean, I'll be very candid with you. Jack Smith is terrific, but Merrick Garland didn't get around to appointing him until last November. If he'd done it a year before, these trials would have happened right now. Garland was wavering. He's not strong. He finally did the right thing. My hat's off to him for that. But yeah, we're going to have trials all year. And you know that Eileen Mercedes Cannon down in Mar-a-Lago area, she's going to put this thing off for a year. She'll find sneaky ways to help Trump. But in New York, in D.C., and in Georgia, I think they should go to trial next year. And that's not as good as it should have been if they'd gone to trial this last year, but you take what you can get. We come to the end of the show. Great show. Great show, callers, as always. Matt Flynn, director, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for a great show. Don McCrute, signing off for today. Don't let me down.
Great show, Matt.
Yeah, good work, Calvin. I hope the weird thing is,
when you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.